Fourthly, we have what's called a command language. That's similar to a programming language. It has a syntax, and you can do complex things. Macros, Excel functions, programming. I don't know how many use macros, how many of you use macros or have programmed in Excel. The key advantage is it's flexible. It lets you express many different things, and it's great for power users. They have a sense that they control what they're doing and they can take initiative. The disadvantage is high error rate. What if you don't remember the syntax right, or you've forgotten it, or you're new at it? And then the question becomes, okay, so you made an error, how can you support it? Because it can be so many options or many things that could have gone wrong. It becomes hard to build very good error handling systems that can identify, aha, this is what's going on. This is the reason why it's not working. You need to change X, Y, Z. And then the user knows how to recover from that error. So command languages give you a lot of power and a lot of flexibility, but they also give you a lot of ways to fall off the horse and get it wrong, and so it becomes harder to support you. Whereas on the other extreme, we have direct manipulation interfaces that constrain your choices. So in that sense, they also constrain how you can make errors, and so it's easier to recover. Command languages are best for expert users. So that's a if expert users are an important user group population of the interface you're building, the computer interface, then you need to provide that kind of support.